Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Hello, we're back.
We're back. Did you miss us?
No, we're not doing that.
Because we missed you.
I couldn't tell you what episode number it is. It has been a while since we have recorded.
We're probably really close to 40.
No, we're past 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're either around like 41 or 42.
Oh. Okay.
So the next milestone will be 15, which is exciting.
That's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of episodes. We took a little bit of a break. Allie was in Italy, which we can definitely talk about, even though it has been a while up to this point.
Yes.
And then Allie got back. We flowed right into a family emergency on my side, and then my daughter's first birthday party, and then I had a trip, and we just have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it took us a while to get back into the groove of recording, but here we are.
Here we are. So instead of alcohol today, because I just don't want to drink today.
Allie had a rough night earlier this week.
And I just, for some reason, it's always like a random day of the week that I just like
am so go hard.
Anyways, we don't need to touch on that. But we are going to be trying
Crave cookies.
Which is essentially like a crumble, but...
Yeah, so it is newer in terms of cookie world, but it just opened up in our neighborhood, and I am so excited. I've tried...
Are they supposed to be warm?
They are. It's not going to be as good that they're not warm.
Okay, well, if you're watching on here, you can, like, see them. They're literally, like, beautiful.
And we'll post a picture of them on Instagram, too, like we typically do when we try the drinks. But like crumble, they have weekly flavors. So they have a chocolate chip that they always have, and then they have five like rotating flavors for the week. And we decided just to go ahead and get all six and do this week instead of a drink.
Should we just try the chocolate chip first?
Yeah, I guess we should start with chocolate chip. I'm pulling up the list here on my iPad. Since, real quick, my phone is still recording this episode. I did get a new camera, but I have not had time to play with it or mess with it or figure out how to use it. So hopefully, most likely, the next episode will be on my new camera, but this week is still on my phone. So my iPad is my notes. So yeah, let's start with the classic chocolate chip.
Okay, which is this one.
We cut them into quarters, although, I mean, there's no way I could eat quarters. So,
cheers! Cheers!
Oh my God, oh wow. Even not warm.
So good.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
I think they're better than crumble.
So yours are like, yours chewy, which is like, not ideal.
I will cut out the actual chewing part of it. Because that is annoying. I'm not going to make people listen to it.
Oh yeah, wow, that's really good.
Okay, which one do you want to do next? Pick it based on what it looks like, and then I'll tell you what the flavor is.
Let's do this one.
Okay, that is the Brookie. Chocolate dough jam-packed with milk chocolate chips and semi-sweet chunks, finished with a dusting of powdered sugar. I bet Mark loved this one.
I love a brookie. You never really cheers with me. Oh my god. You have powdered sugar all over your shirt.
Oh well. How did you not get powdered sugar on your shirt? Wow, that was really good.
Yeah. Okay. I just need to go to order.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, so this is Maple Doodle. A dream.
Oh my god, I love this one.
I bet Mom loved this one. I didn't even know which ones they picked out. They got a box of four. I don't know what they got. Maple Doodle, a dreamy blend of sweet maple and warm cinnamon sugar, crowned with a maple icing that's pure magic. It's not just a cookie, it's a cozy hug in a bite.
Cozy hug.
Stop. I keep forgetting, sorry, cheers.
Oh my god, look at that. Oh.
Wow, that is good.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's so good. The next one is cookie butter cheesecake. Our signature sugar dough loaded with Biscoff cookie chunks, topped with the New York cheesecake spread, finished with a drizzle of melted Biscoff cookie butter and white chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of things, but I like Biscoff. I like anything.
I do too.
Biscoff. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. Cheers. For me, I'm not really a huge cheesecake person, but
it doesn't have the consistency of cheesecake. It's just got like the flavor of cheesecake.
Right.
But I think that one is probably supposed to be served cold. I don't know, it doesn't say that, but like that would feel weird warm to me. Okay, so the next one is the one of the month. So they pick one for like the whole month and don't swap it every week. So this is the stuffed cookies and cream. The OG Crave stuffed cookie, a cookies and cream dough base loaded with chunks of crushed Oreo and stuffed with a full Oreo center.
It's huge. Yeah. Like, look at that.
Yeah, if you're not watching on YouTube, maybe you should be.
Like, that is, like, a fucking cookie. Oh my god.
Should we have been, like, rating them?
Or no, I think we'll rate them, like, 1 to 6.
Rank them. I was thinking, like, rating them, like, out of 10, but no, I guess.
We rate them.
Oh my gosh, that one is so good. If you love an Oreo.
Love Oreos.
That is, we're going to have to make sure we, like, don't have shit in our teeth before we, like, move on with our time here. Okay, last one, which I'm really excited about, is a peanut butter cup s'more. Rich chocolate dough crashes into crushed Reese's peanut butter cups while gooey marshmallows melt in the middle, all on top of a graham cracker base that'll make you feel like you've earned a merit badge in indulgence. Also,
I want to be the person that
the copy. Yeah, this is like their Instagram cap.
100% ChatGPT. I love them, but it's gotta be. Okay, I have a confession. So I like did this PowerPoint. Well, I told them, but I like did this PowerPoint like for work, and I was trying to figure out how to describe like different types of photography, and I'd never used ChatGPT, so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna give it a try. Oh my god, like paragraph and bullet points of every like I'm like, describe warm and classic photography. They knew exactly how to describe it. It's creepy.
I feel like I need to use it more often, especially with, like, work stuff. But, okay, last one.
But for some reason, it, like, feels, like, plagiarizing to me.
It really does. I think because our...
You have to get the graham cracker.
Oh, my God, I lost the graham cracker. We were so, like, inundated growing up with, like, not plagiarizing, and then when it turned into you could like upload a paper online and then your teacher could like run it through for plagiarism. That was like a big thing. So it feels that way. Yeah. But like also we're not in school. So
right. I don't know.
Honestly, I didn't like that one as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, no.
I love s'mores and I love peanut butter, but that's kind of, I don't know. I agree we should rank them. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. What's your one?
Probably the brookie.
Okay. What's not my one?
Yours is the maple one.
No, it's this one.
The Oreo one?
Yeah.
Wow. That would probably be, like, my number 5.
Really?
Yeah, I like all 4 of these better than that one. That's crazy.
You do yours, now I'll do mine.
Okay. Mine's probably the Brookie, the classic chocolate chip. I just love chocolate, and so it's going to be really hard for something without chocolate to win. Then it's probably the maple cinnamon one, then the cheesecake Biscoff, then the Oreo, then the peanut butter s'mores.
One was the Oreo cookies and cream. 2 is the maple cinnamon. 3 is the chocolate chip. 4, brookie. 5, cheesecake. 6, s'mores. For me.
They're so good. Where do we even start? So the hard part here is, while we're getting back into it being timely, we also have seen each other a lot.
Yeah.
So the stuff we have to talk about is not necessarily like the stuff that popped into my head this week.
Right.
It's kind of like
a ton of stuff. There's a handful of stuff that you guys probably want to hear about.
An update, yeah.
And so we can just start with my trip to Italy, because that's kind of where we left off. I know I said I would, like, post on our Instagram.
Yeah, you didn't. You hardly posted on your own Instagram. What you should have done, and this is what you should do in the future, if you want to post on the Sisters Like Us Instagram, is if you're going to post on your own personal story, tag Sisters Like Us Hidden and repost it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, think about doing it twice, right? And I should do the same thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you follow our...
I also just want to, like, separate it, kind of, so maybe that's why I was, like, I didn't know whether to, like, post something different or, like, because I don't want it to be the same that's on my personal...
Yeah, so. I guess I after I said that, I just realized that if they want to see that, they would follow it.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm going to do is, like, I'll just post, like, kind of, like, a compilation of photos from the trip on Instagram.
After this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was super, super fun. We started in Rome, and Rome, I just, like, what I loved about it was, like, the fact that you would just, like, be on a street, and it'd be, like, crowds of people, right? And then you'd, like, take a right, and then it's, like, a ghost town. I loved how it was just, like... Interesting. Because it's so big, there are so many, like, hidden places that you could just kind of, like, go hide out. And, like, the best restaurants were the ones that were, like, hidden in all of the, like, alleys and stuff. It was just, it was so beautiful. And then we went to Florence. I wish people kind of hyped up Florence. And people, like, downplayed Rome. So I think for me, I was like, oh my gosh, I love Rome. And for Florence, I was like, oh yeah, this is, you know, just beautiful. A smaller version of Rome.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't as in awe. It was beautiful, of course. But I just, you know, it was great.
There is always something, too, I feel like whenever I go on a trip, the first city you go to in that country has like a different, it sets the tone, and it has everything you're comparing to that.
Well, and
then
me,
it can be hard to beat.
Yeah, and like for me, it's like I've never been to Europe. I've never seen a place like that in my life. So like going to Rome was just like such a shock.
Yeah.
And like seeing a different like way of life that I got to Florence, I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing now.
Right.
And then we went up to Venice. Which, I like, when I got to Venice, I was just, like, in awe. I was like, how does a place like this exist? Because it's just, like, there's no roads. Like, there's no cars. Like, and it's funny because when you're in Florence, and mostly in Rome, you're, like, crossing, like, alleyways and streets and stuff, and you're looking both ways because the drivers are crazy. The cab drivers are crazy. And then you get to Venice, and you're, like, looking both ways, and you're like, wait,
there's no cars.
I'm only looking for people because it's just people, and I'll tell you, Venice, you can just get lost. It's like a maze. Just like bridges and canals and just everything. And I thought Venice was going to be my favorite, but I think what I've said is that Venice was like the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But Rome, I feel like, was more me, and I like...
You're a city girl.
I'm a city girl. And I also just feel like I wouldn't, but I could see myself like living there because it's just like... I could see, it's just easy.
Yeah.
But within the trip, too, we did go to a total of 9 cities because of all of the trip tour. Like, we did a lot of, like, day tours and stuff. So I also went to Salerno, then got on a ferry and went to, like, the Amalfi Coast. So we went to Positano and the town of Amalfi, but only for, like, an hour. But that whole trip was, like, just 6 hours of riding on a coach bus because they took us to and from Rome. So it was just crazy. And then, where else did I go? Oh, when I was in Florence, we did, like, a Tuscany, like, wine tour. So we went to, like, the Tuscan region. We went to San Germangiano. I'm going to butcher that, but something like that, which was really cool. It was, like, a medieval-y town. So same with Siena. We went there. That was also a medieval-y town, which was really cool to see. They have, like... little, I remember that they talked about this, and I was like, I want to talk about this on the podcast, so that's why I didn't tell you. So, in...
She did say something.
Yeah, so in this town of Siena in Italy, their neighborhoods are separated by, like, mascots. So, like, it kind of reminded me of, like, Harry Potter or, like, you know, whatever. And so there was, like, there's, like, the white wolves, and then there's, like, the porcupines, and then, like, everyone's separated. And you can tell based off of, like, they have little flags in each, like, section.
It reminds me of, like, Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah.
Like, the flags.
And then every year they do a horse race, and they're, like, square. And they have jockeys and everything. And it's, like, it's literally just, like, a little square that they just go round and round. And if the jockey falls off, it doesn't matter because it's if the horse wins, not them. And if your, like, little neighborhood won... you basically get bragging rights and, like, you get to be put, like, your flag is, like, put on, like, display. Yeah. So, and it's, so they do it every year, and it's just so cute, and it's, like, the tour guide was, like, yeah, like, you know, like, growing up, it's kind of, you know, frowned upon to, like, date someone in a different, like, yeah. So it's, like, it's literally, like, a little, like, medieval city. It was so cool. I literally loved it. Yeah. So I was saving that, and then, oh, your ring light just died.
Okay, well, the lighting is going to suck. The lighting will just suck. This is one of the big pros of the camera, is the lighting adjustments and not needing the ring light.
So. Okay. Well, okay. Anyways, did all of that. Then I went to Pisa, saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa, did all of those places in a day, and back to Florence.
You literally checked off
all I checked off everything, and I will say, like, it was a lot There was literally a day in Rome where I got 34,000 steps, which is just like 11 miles. So that just put that in perspective. That's almost a half marathon. But like, I'm really glad that I used this trip to just like check off everything. But if I was someone else doing like my first time in Italy, I would just spread out my tours and not do all of them in the morning. Like, I think I thought I was doing that strategically by giving myself the afternoon. But it was just like, it was just like 7 a.m., 7 a.m., 7 a.m., and I was just like, oh my God. Like, yeah. The day we went to, like, the Amalfi Coast, like, we had to be there at 7:20. It was a 35-minute walk, so I had to wake up at, like, yeah. So, but so worth it. If the train systems are just amazing, you just hop on a train and just, like, go wherever.
Yeah, that is the outside of the U.S. thing. It is the public transit system and the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's just got me really excited for, like, I just want to travel more. I think, like, now I'm kind of at the point in my life where I'm ready to, like, do, like, a trip a year. Like, I just, it's just, like, money comes and goes. And, like, I just, like, I want to be able to travel now and, like, just check things off my bucket list. Like, I've really been thinking about taking, like, a solo trip to London.
You're going to love London.
Yeah. I've talked to, like, my one friend about, like, going to Greece, like, just us. Because, like, something else that I've kind of learned, like, going with just my dad, like, it's just so much easier. Like, traveling with someone is just a whole different playing field.
You mean versus being by yourself?
Versus somebody... being with, like, a group.
Oh.
Like, you just learn so much about someone when you travel with them.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I could not coordinate, like, a group. It would be, like, so stressful.
No, I also think going abroad with a big group is too much.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 trip. It was a great time.
So what was, like, the number one highlight?
I mean, like, I have to be honest, like, it's kind of interesting because you would think it's, like, a monument or, like, a landmark.
No,
or
not
like,
necessarily.
But there was a morning that my dad, like, had gone to church, and so I kind of spent a morning, like, by myself. And just, like, I literally had, like, 2 hours. And yeah. I was just, like, exploring by myself. I literally just found, like, a little cafe, like, sat outside. And it was just, like, it's so crazy. It's so, like, grounded. And so, like, you're just, like, yeah. It was just, that was, like, probably my favorite moment. And, like, also just, I mean, honestly, just, like, stepping foot there. And yeah. Just being, like, because it was just such a long travel day the first day. And, like. Just, like, I remember getting off at, like, the Termini station, like, in Rome, like, their main train stop, and, like, turning the corner, and you just see, like, the most, like, historic building you'd ever, like, you're, like, is that a set? Like, you're, like, that's not real.
Yeah, that is one of the things I feel like going abroad, you know, the U.S. is so young, and even our, like, quote-unquote historic buildings are just not even close to the historic buildings abroad.
Yeah, and just, like, the historic everything, like,
yeah.
Just, like, walking on cobblestone mm-hmm. and just, you know, yeah, I actually did kind of go into the trip being, like, super, I think I may have said this on the podcast, I was so excited about the food.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you, so excited.
The whole week leading up to the trip, you were like, oh, I'm gonna eat all the pasta, oh my gosh, in this many days, I'm gonna be eating the pasta.
Yeah, because I genuinely, like, I'm a foodie, like, I was so excited to try all the food. And, like, I wouldn't say I was, like, underwhelmed, but I think there were probably more meals that I was, like, oh, yeah, like, this is pretty good than there were meals that I was, like, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing you've ever had. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. The wine was amazing, but.
And cheap.
Yeah, and cheap. It was so, he's just like, can I get the house white? Like, I don't really know what it is, but.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah.
And you survived the plane ride?
I survived the plane ride. I actually, like. I feel like I'm kind of over the anxiety of flying in a plane. Because I think, like, the reason why it was, like, so bad, like, a year, like, 2.5 years ago was because it had just been so long.
That's fair. With COVID, we, like, didn't fly.
Yeah, and, like, because it was, like, always, like, a little bit of, a, like, a anxious thing.
Yeah.
It just was hyped up more.
That's fair.
But, Yeah, and I think the way I did it, too, with, like, two flights that were, like, basically the same length.
It's like, probably better for you that way.
Yeah. I mean, I slept, like, the whole way there. Honestly, the way back, like, I had to be in the aisle, which, like, I was, like, totally fine with. I literally just, like, watched Barbie and then, like, watched Suicide Squad, and then we were there. And I left my Kindle, but it's fine.
But they're mailing it to you.
Yeah. It's en route. It's in transit. So.
Her Kindle was in Iceland.
She yeah, left I left my Iceland. Kindle in Iceland. It was because on the way back, our layover was, like, 2 seconds. And we, like, left a little bit late. So we were, like, in a rush. And, like, the little front pocket, it's pretty big. And, like, the Kindle's small. So I just, like, didn't see it. I don't even know why I took it out because I didn't read. So. Womp, womp. Anyways.
Yay. Anything else on your trip?
I don't think so. Like, I feel like.
No, that was a good summary, I feel like.
Yeah, I could post a couple pictures so you guys can get a feel. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I saw Vatican was beautiful. By the time I was in Venice, I literally swear to God, literally if I went to another church, I was going to scream. And I did go to another church. I was like, all right, I'm so sick of covering my shoulders to go into a church. So,
I feel like that's a lot, truthfully, though, of abroad travel is religious sites and being respectful. Like, we did that in Dubai, and we did that in Thailand, and we did that in India, like, that we saw a lot. Because they are typically historically beautiful and amazing.
And oh, so, and they were. And that's why I'm so glad that we did the Vatican on the first day. Because if we hadn't, oh my God, because it was the hottest day. So that's the other thing is I would never go back to Rome in August or any part of Italy for that matter. I knew it was going to be hot. I prepared for it to be very hot. When I got there, I was like, yeah, it's fucking hot, but like, I'm fine. Like, I can survive this. Like, I'm in Italy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, oh my God, some people, like, it was like life or death. Like, you go on TikTok or, like, Instagram, and it was like, this is what they don't tell you about Euro summer, like, blah, blah, blah. And yes, like, I was standing there with my little fan, but, like, also, I'm not gonna sit there and bitch the whole time while That's I'm fair. In Italy. Yeah. Like, why would I waste my trip doing that? Because, yeah, there were times where I was like, oh my gosh, I have to lug my over 50-pound suitcase. This, like, guys, in Venice, I had to take it down 3 flights of stairs, all the way to where the Grand Canal was, on a ferry that was smushed with people, then off the ferry, then onto a train, and the train was only overhead, so me and my dad had to, like,
lift it up.
Yeah. When we realized that the first train we got on, we looked at each other, and we were like, because we had no idea how we were going to get mine for one, like, his for one thing, but mine was so heavy. And, like, I had just enough clothes because I had to change twice a day.
Yeah, because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you mentioned, too, was that time of year, a lot of Italians are on their own vacation.
Yeah, so it's the time of year where, like, people who are local take their own vacations. Yeah, so there were a handful of places that, like, were closed or, like, closed early. But I didn't really find that to be an issue. There was only, like, one place I wanted to go, and it was the place that had, like, a gelato jelly cat. I'm like, I need it.
For Lila.
Oh, and I did actually go to the place that was voted not only the best gelato, but the best ice cream in the world in 2024.
Worth it.
It's ice cream, you guys. I don't know. Like,
That's fair.
You know?
That's fair.
It was great. It was like, I got like a blueberry ricotta gelato.
I will say, that's like true gelato when it's got like a cheese. I've had like a ricotta. I've had another kind of cheese. There's a gelato place in San Antonio, actually.
Probably like goat cheese.
That's so good.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Amazing.
Pros outweigh the cons, for sure.
Always. When it comes to trips, like, always, I feel like the pros outweigh the cons.
So. I'm very grateful. It was very fun. Oh, and if you're watching, I did make a pretty big purchase. I was actually kind of going into the trip planning on getting a bag of some sort at, like, a designer store because it's cheaper there. Much cheaper. And you get, like, 12.5% of tax back if you buy from there. But I felt like every place that I was going, I was just going to, like, get it to get it. And I did not want to just, like, get a bag to say I got a bag.
Yeah.
So I had been eyeing this bracelet for a while. And if you're watching, I'm just going to show it. It's just a little dainty, like, Christian Dior bracelet. And, like, I don't like things that are, like, super loud. And so I didn't, there was one that was literally, like, hanging that was, like, D-I-O-R. And I'm like, okay. The C and D is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was exciting.
Your little souvenir.
Yeah.
And she wears it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, as I should.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, anyways, that's Italy in a nutshell, I suppose.
I mean, we probably keep talking about it, but otherwise this episode is going to be...
This episode might be a little long, guys. Please bear with us.
Do you have a list, or you want me?
Kind of, okay. But you can just go.
I mean, I think some of them are... are going to be...
We'll just talk about Lila's birthday, because I'm sure that's on your list.
Oh, that wasn't on my list at all. Because it was, at this point, like, 10 days and 2 trips ago, so I feel like I just don't even...
Okay, well, Lila turned 1.
Lila turned 1.
And it was a really, and I think we deserve to talk about it. My trip was a month ago, so.
Yeah, but I guess.
Or maybe you just don't want to talk about it. Maybe we don't have to. We can just pop up a picture. It was beautiful. It was great.
Yeah, we can throw up a couple pictures. It was Lilapalooza, which I think we did mention on the podcast at some point. It was super fun. She had a blast. Destroyed her cake.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
It was very fun.
It was very fun. Yeah, it was a great. I know the first birthday is more for the parents than the birthday girl, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the day after her birthday, we all went to the aquarium.
Oh yeah.
And that was fun. It was like 3 of the 4 sets of grandparents, Allie, and then our cousin Lily, all went to the aquarium. It was super fun. Mm-hmm. And I actually did one of those things where you pay for the professional picture because. When you have that big of a group, like, I wasn't trying to coordinate everybody taking a group picture while we were at, even at the birthday party, I never did, like, a big group picture, right? It was all, like, individual mini groups. And so when we were at the aquarium and they had, you know, your whole group stand in front of this green screen and take a picture, I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy that. I need it. Mm-hmm. And they get you nowadays. They basically, you can't just buy the digitals. You have to buy a print to get the digitals. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Print, but I bought it to get the digitals.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. That was fun. And I got her a penguin.
Oh, yeah. Because she loved the penguins at the zoo. Oh, my gosh. She was so obsessed with the penguin. That was so cute.
Yeah.
We had a good time. She definitely seemed more excited about the animals at the aquarium than at the zoo.
She could see them closer.
Yeah, that's fair.
But like, she could go up close and personal.
Yeah.
Where at the zoo, it's like.
Yeah. Where's the lion?
But. Oh, here's the
binoculars. Mom.
I'm not doing that. Like.
Okay, so we're giving up on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to watch it at some point, but.
Yeah, but, like, we just kind of realized that, like.
Nobody cares.
And because you're not watching it. But you know what you are watching? Dancing with the Stars.
So.
Dun 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 dun.
The day that this podcast airs, the season will have technically already started. You follow that?
Correct.
Okay, just so you know. So, we're recording this on Thursday. The season starts on Tuesday.
Correct.
So, today we can touch on the lineup and acknowledge that we are going to watch it in real time. But when you listen to the episodes, we're going to be kind of a week delayed from the episode.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about last week.
I know, you're a little annoyed by it. But I also think it gives people time to make sure they watch it. Because, frankly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it live every single week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, sorry. I, you know, business, life, job, peanut, all the things. So, we'll see. I mean, I'll watch it before we record, but then people have time to watch it, and we're not going to spoil anything for them. So, I think it's okay.
Okay, well, let's dwell then.
So, Allie was already really pushing to get me to watch it. She loves it. I never really got into it. I've never been into ballroom. I've always been into, like the other kind of dance, like jazz, hip-hop, tap, ballet, jazz, dance. And I've only watched one season of Dancing with the Stars. My meemaw loved Dancing with the Stars. And I watched one season with her when I was in college. But I was super into the Olympics, like really into the Olympics. Allie couldn't have cared less about the Olympics.
Not that I didn't care. I just like
had more important things to worry about.
Right.
So there are two people from the Olympics in this season. It's Stephen. I am going to mispronounce his last name. Pommel horse guy. Mm-hmm. Clark Kent, otherwise known as. And then I'm also going to mispronounce her name, and I don't want to fuck it up because she's my mom. Alona?
I think it's Alona.
Okay.
Alona Maher.
Yeah, she is a fucking amazing. I'm obsessed with her. I started following her on Instagram right before the Olympics started. She showed up in my feed as like someone that you should follow. And she had like, I don't know, 500,000 followers at the time when I started following her. She's at like 5 million now.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Actually.
It's insane. So those two people, super excited. Like, we'll be cheering for them.
So the difference between, I guess, like us, right, is because I have watched it for so long, I also know all the pros.
Yeah, I know a couple of pros. So Jenna was on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
So I know Jenna from So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know who her. I don't know the pairs.
Yeah, so we're going to go through the pairs for the people. Yes, for the people that, like, also know the pros like
you. Okay.
So, for Bachelor Nation, we have Jen and Sasha. So, Jen was a bachelorette on this last season.
Okay.
And then Sasha is one of the pros, obviously. But her season just ended. Like, the finale was, like, last week. So she was at the Good Morning America, like, announcement the day after it, like...
The Bachelorette aired.
Yeah, and it was, like...
But that's because they pre-record that.
Right, but, like, there was, like, so much shit. Like, They were engaged, but then they broke up, and like 2 weeks later, it was like crazy. Yeah, so glad that she's on it. Great. Then we have Danny Amendola.
Yeah, he's a football player.
Mm-hmm. With Whitney. Whitney has been gone for a while, and she just came back. She's amazing. So
all the pros are amazing.
No, but I just love her. Alfonso and Julianne are the hosts. Mm-hmm. Whitney was Alfonso's partner when they won.
Okay.
So. And then we have Tori Spelling.
Yep.
And Pasha. Yes. Okay. So then Pasha's married. A lot of them are, like, married to each other. Which I don't do.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Riley and Steven.
Yeah, and Riley is the cute little blonde girl who everybody thought was dating.
Very jazzy, but she's 18 and he's not. So. I also totally forgot to mention, I did go to Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars live last year.
Oh, that's right.
So I did see these people live. Just saying. So she's with Steven.
Definitely cheering for them.
And then, Anna Delvey.
I don't know who that is.
She's a fraud.
Oh, she's the one with the ankle monitor.
Correct.
Okay.
And they paired her with Ezra, and this is his first season as a pro.
He's like the one that's BFFs with JoJo Siwa, right?
No, he's BFFs with Riley.
He's BFFs with... No, I think it...
Oh, that's weird, but there's somebody else. Whatever, but I think that's so messed up. His first season, they're giving him...
The most, like, dramatic
because there's always someone controversial. Mm-hmm. I can argue that this is the most controversial... Are you kidding me?
An ankle monitor. No, that's freaking...
I'm sorry, what are you famous for? Like, no offense. Yeah. Actually, no offense. I just think it's really messed up. Like, she just, like...
It is. It's really fucked up. Like,
and I think it's even more fucked up that they gave her him.
Yeah, I think it is really fucked
or
up.
Or him.
It's like, you fucking broke the law, and now you get to be on a TV show.
Like, and all of the comments are just, like, crazy. Like, they want their team name to be pro and con. Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of fucked up, but also fucked up. Do they get voted off by the judges, or we get to vote?
Oh, no, we vote. And that's what I'm saying, like...
She's going to be gone so fast,
and though. I have a love-hate relationship with, like, the voting process because I do think that, like, in the past, like, it's been kind of rigged with audience votes because it's, like...
Because you were talking about Allison last season.
Yeah, because it's, like, some people, like, okay, you're voting for them because you like them, but then also it's, like, the other person's, like, clearly a better dancer. It's, like...
But then it's what is... Is it about their dance abilities? Is that what we're supposed to be voting on?
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to be voting on... Because that's how the judges vote. They give you know, the score of the dance. So, yeah. They don't base it off of if they like whatever. Okay, then my favorite pro, Daniela, with Dwight Howard.
The basketball player.
And she's super short, and he's really, really tall. And so she won a couple seasons ago with Iman Schubert.
Mm-hmm. Also a basketball player.
Yeah, and so she's, like, really good at that. Like, I think I showed you literally the best dance that I've ever seen on Dancing with the Stars was them. Okay. And they did it, like, the Halloween episode. It was, like, a contemporary dance with, like they were inspired by, like, the movie Us.
Oh,
like,
I think, I am, yeah, I think you should.
Oh, my God, it's the most incredible. Oh, my God. If you know, you know. Alan and Alona.
Yep.
Love Alan. He's great. That partnership makes perfect sense. Jenna and Joey. So Joey was the bachelor.
Okay.
The most recent bachelor, and he's engaged, and they're so fucking cute.
Okay.
And
I love Jenna.
And they look like siblings. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, and so Jenna is married to Val, who's, yep, like, my favorite. So it's guy, you know.
So is Val in it this season or not?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You're not there yet.
Okay. Yeah. Gleb, who's so hot, with Brooks Nader, who's a Sports Illustrated model, mm-hmm, and they're both newly single, I think. Yeah,
so that's magic.
And there's already, like there was literally a post that, like, she posted on her story, and she's sitting on his lap, and his hand's literally, like, on her thigh, and it was, like, rehearsal time, and I'm like, oh, my God. And they're just like, are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're hot. Anyways. Okay. Reginald Vell Johnson. Who even is that? There's always, like, an older contestant, but he's with Emma Slater, she's usually with older contestants. And then Chandler Kinney and Brandon Armstrong. Chandler's, like, she's on, like, some, like, Disney show. I don't know. She's
most of the other people, I literally knew the Olympic people and the athletes, the football player, yeah, and the basketball player.
But she's so cute, and I bet she's going to be really good. And Brandon's really good. So, I mean, all the pros are good. I know I said that.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts and Britt Stewart. Eric Roberts.
A lot of couples.
Eric Roberts is actually less than there usually is. Eric Roberts is Emma Roberts' dad.
Oh, okay. So Julia Roberts' brother?
Correct. Okay. I mean, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. He looks like their family.
But quick, small little tangent about Britt Stewart is her partner, I think it was two seasons ago, was deaf. I think I told you this. He was deaf. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but they're engaged.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They ended up.
That's so together. Sweet.
Yeah, and so he learned all the songs based off of feeling the beat with his beat.
I remember you telling me that. It's, yeah, just, like, so
blows my mind.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, last one is Val and Veda Parks, which I think she's, like, one of the housewives, mm-hmm, or whatever, which Val needed, like, not that, like, she's not going to win, but, like, Val needed to, like, not win a season.
Yeah.
Like, and he's won a lot. Like, oh, my God.
Because was it Val that judged So You Think You Can Dance? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, I love Val.
Yeah. Or was it his brother? His brother also. Oh, no, it may have been his brother.
And I love how Derek Huff,
yeah,
is one of the judges, and that's Julianne's brother.
Yeah.
Just, like, I love Julianne.
So we're, okay, going to watch it and keep up with it.
Yeah.
And then we will be updating just over a week late. It's not that bad out.
Okay.
Will you survive?
Yeah. Okay. Did you watch the VMAs?
No. But I watched the highlights and looked at who won.
Sabrina Carpenter's performance was actually insane.
And the clip I watched of it, it looked amazing.
It was, I have, after last night, I decided I am going to the concert.
So.
I do not care anymore.
Why did she not win Best New Artist?
Because she's not new, technically.
Oh, was she even nominated?
Like, Chapel Roan and, no, Chapel Roan and, like, Gracie Abrams, like, they're, like, new. Like, this year was, like, when they kind of went off. Like, especially Chapel Roan was, like,
I thought Sabrina Carpenter kind of went off.
She did, like, kind of go off this year, but she also kind of went off last year.
So she was probably in the category last year.
Yeah. But, like, also Sabrina Carpenter is just, like, not a new name. That's, like, fair. She's been in Disney since she was, like, 13. So, like.
So did she win anything?
She won Best New Song. Or best song. Or best.
Yeah, best.
Yeah, song. First best song. Yeah.
The one was skimming the results that I, like, this morning. I don't feel like Fortnite is the song of the summer.
You know, it's interesting because same. I think it's the worst song on the album. And it won so many things. And I think it's like.
I understood the other stuff it won. Like, yes. I understand, video.
The cinematography, yeah, yeah, like, all that.
Collab, editing, like, yeah, whatever, yeah, fine. Whatever. But, yeah, Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry. She can win all the, everything else. Everything else that
like,
it won.
Like, Espresso was the song of the summer. Like, I'm
or even,
sorry.
Like, Please, 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 or fuck even please, Hot please, to please, Go. Was,
yeah.
Was it nominated for that category? Yeah. I didn't look at the,
I stopped
like,
watching eventually because I was like, okay. Because I forgot that the VMAs are literally just like, oh my god, talk about Katy Perry making a comeback.
Yeah, I love that for her.
Yeah, her, she has a new album coming out, and she just went on Call Her Daddy, which is crazy to go on Call Her Daddy. But
love that for Katy Perry.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom was so cute when he was, like, announcing, he, like, announced the video, she got the video Voguer Award. I don't know what it means.
No, I don't know what it meant either.
But apparently, like, one artist has it for, like, the whole year, and then, like, a new artist every, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, her performance was pretty cool. Kind of crazy. So, you know, Taylor Swift won everything.
She really did. She won.
She sweeped. Song. Artist of the year.
Swept.
Also, like, Sabrina Carpenter's outfit was literally, like, I saw a comparison to her and Madonna in 1991, and it was, like, the same. I'm, like, obsessed.
There's an Instagram account I love that does that.
That compares it.
Yeah, and she does tend to lean, like, a lot of Disney characters. Like, that's just her eye. Mm-hmm. So she compares a lot of the outfits to her Instagram is Color Me Courtney, and I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's about to have a baby also, and I, like, can't wait for her, like, dress her cute baby up in, like, all these amazing things.
Oh, I love that.
Because she does, like, she's got multiple Instagrams. She's got, like, one that's mostly fashion and then one that's all Disney, Color Me Magic. And then she also has a new account, Color Me Baby.
So, aww.
Anyway.
Cute.
Very random tangent.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor Swift's outfit was, like, kind of crazy. Her makeup and hair was beautiful, but I don't know about the outfit.
Yeah, I don't know about the outfit.
You know who Addison Rae is?
No.
She looked crazy. Okay. That was the most important thing. I love Chapel Row, but that's all. Okay. Speaking of TV and life. So there's this new reality TV show. I'm sorry, I just want to talk about it for a sec. That came out on Hulu called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, I want to watch it.
Did you watch it? Already finished it.
Okay, I haven't watched it yet.
So let's put a pin in it.
Okay, I actually do want to watch it. I'm normally, I would,
but I don't want to talk about it once people are done talking about it. So
okay, we can watch it next. I'll watch it before next week. I promise.
All 8 episodes?
Yes.
Okay, I went into it not knowing anything. Like, I don't know anything about, I didn't know anything about the mom talk situation.
I don't know anything about the story, but I was fed the trailer in my Instagram feed, like, a week ago, before it dropped.
Yeah, but, like, you didn't know anything before that.
No.
Right, so go into it that way, because I didn't either.
I won't.
And so I had, like, no opinions about anybody or anything, yeah. And no idea what I was watching. I had seen Taylor, Paul, whatever, like, on TikTok, but, like, I didn't know the story, so...
No, yeah. I want to watch it.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. That's fine.
I just feel like it's one of those I'm going to have to kind of pay attention to. I can't, like, put on in the background because I don't know their voices. And, like, I have to be looking at who's talking, you know?
Yeah.
At least the first couple episodes. I also wouldn't call that a reality TV show because it's not...
Oh, it's reality TV.
I guess, like, so
what's the
definition?
They literally call it reality TV.
Of reality
TV. TV that's about real people. In their real lives.
Yeah, but this is, like, about things that have happened. Not
no,
like,
but it's, like, when you watch it, it's literally reality TV.
I thought it was, like, telling the story of something that had
happened. That's, like, a documentary.
I understand that, but that's this show was
not.
Like. Okay. I will watch it. I want to watch it. It's on my list.
Okay. Is that it?
That's all. Well, I have one more thing, but I can put my iPad down so I'm not going to forget it. So.
What?
You had your first wedding.
Yes, I did.
This is a very alley-heavy episode.
Yes, Cloud9.
It's officially a business.
It's official, kind of.
I mean, it is official.
Yes, I had my first wedding last weekend for Brooke and Doug, which was amazing, which... It was so fun because Lindsay and Andrew were in the wedding party, but I, you know, went out there Friday night, did the rehearsal. They were kind enough to get me a room, so I ended up staying there, which was kind of...
Cup Compton. Yeah. So sweet.
Which was kind of nice, because then when they, like, went to the rehearsal dinner, like, I got to, like, kind of go treat myself to dinner. And then, which I'd never done before, which, so grounding.
You never got a dinner by yourself?
No. Wow. It was so grounding to just, like, sit at the bar and just, like... Yeah.
And she actually watched football, y'all.
Yeah, I did. I did. Oh, that's another thing.
Football started. Oh my god, this is going to be the world's longest episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to add football the next week.
No, I don't need that much time to talk about.
Cloud9.
Yeah. And then it was like a 15-hour day for me because obviously I wanted to hang out with them in the morning. I didn't want to just not. And
you didn't have to do that. And if you didn't know the bride and the bridal party, you probably wouldn't have done
I wouldn't have started as early. But I was very helpful because I had an emergency kit that I put together and it was needed. Just because
yeah,
like,
little things.
Yeah, like a safety pin or like, whatever. Like there were two kids, my coloring book and crayons got used that I bought. Aww. Like, so, and I let them keep it because I'm like, you know, I had snacks. They were used, you know, like whatever. I was all the jobs, you guys. Like I did the planner. I did the mother of the bride's makeup. I put flower bouquets together, like centerpieces, the morning of. And I want to do this little thing for my couples where I bring my digital camera and I, you know, snap some photos throughout the day. And then the next morning they kind of have, like, you know, like...
It's like the content creator thing.
Yeah, like have 10 to 20 photos just kind of like... look at and like look back on the day.
Most
and
good photographers send like 10 the next morning. Like my photographer sent us 10 at like 11 a.m.
Day. Well, and like in the future, what I really want to do is just have like a Polaroid and just take like 3 quick Polaroids during the day and then write and then like put it on the sweetheart table or the head table before they sit down. So when they sit down, it's like already there. Yeah, just to like, you know, add a little something to the day. But yeah, then I also set everything up. So it was just a lot. I think I kind of discovered that, especially if it's not all in one place, where thankfully this was all in one place, I would definitely need someone else to help me.
Right.
But yeah, I ended up like getting on the recommended vendor list at the venue, which was super exciting.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. I had the DJ, get my info and add me to his list too. And I had so much validation from, like, everybody else. Like, I feel like everyone was like, oh, my God, you're doing such a great job. Like, even the photographer today was like, I literally can't emphasize how good you did. Like, and, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, my God, everyone's raving about you. And, like, I feel like for me, like, the most important people that I make sure are happy besides the bride and the groom are the parents. Because you just, like, the parents, like, they remember everything. And they had such a good time and, you know. But I think for me, I got a lot of internal validation as well, because for me, it's just, like, sitting there, like, especially during that time where, like, they're getting announced in and, like, the first dance, mother-son dance, father-daughter, you know, all of those, like, big highlight moments, and I'm just sitting there watching it, and I'm like, wow, like, when you have time to just kind of sit back and watch, and you're like, this is happening, like, not, and I don't like to say, like, because of me, but, like, because I like to think of the bride and the groom or the couple as a part of the team that, like, did this. But it's just, like, it's just cool to see, like, it all come together.
It was running that smoothly because of you.
Yes. It was a very smooth day. And there were hiccups. There's always hiccups.
Always hiccups.
We had a mix-up on tables. We had, like, the mom's table was not at the front. So we had to, like, switch stuff around, which, you know, happens, whatever. But yeah, it was great, and I ended up having to work the next day at my full-time job, which is, and I think, and then Monday, yeah,
right, I think that's probably part of why you just like let loose on Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really, really awesome, and it's only up from here, up in the clouds. It's only up from here. So very exciting.
Yeah. Well, I got you a little something
to say congratulations.
Wait, what?
Yes, in this perfect little cloud nine blue.
Wait, you didn't have to do that?
I know that. Oh my I didn't God. Do it because I had to.
Wait, that's so
I
nice.
Did it because I wanted to.
Wait, okay. I like presents. Okay, should I read the card? Like, here?
Maybe you should save the card.
Okay, I'll save the card. Yeah.
The card maybe is not an on-camera activity.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is so nice. Aww. Wait, I'm literally gonna, like, cry. Oh my god, this is tequila.
Well, open it.
After a rough day.
Owning a business is not always easy, so there might be times that it's more rough.
Don't forget to rest. Wait, this is so thoughtful. A little face mask, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's blue. Perfect. Stress?
Because yes. Running a business is also stressful.
Very stressful. After a long day. Starbies!
After another 15-hour day.
Wait, this is such a cute card.
Really cute, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm sorry, throwing all this.
Oh, that's
it's
okay.
Like, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
My favorite biz book. Oh. We should all be millionaires.
It's like, oh, Charlie, no. Okay, well, Charlie's in here. That is my favorite money mindset book for any business owner. And so any of my friends that have a business get that book. I bought it for so many people.
Okay, love.
Yeah.
Good, I needed a physical book to read while I don't have my Kindle. I miss it. More alcohol? Yay! Oh, that's so funny because we talked about that today! We talked about hitting 10.
Oh my god, that's so... that I wasn't even thinking about
Wait,
that.
That's so cute. Sorry, I forgot to like show the...
No, that's okay. So the bottle Prosecco says, celebrate when you've hit 10 clients. I wanted a little something that's like, I love you.
Ooh.
I wanted something that's like, you celebrate now, for sure, obviously. But like, you also have to think about celebrating the next milestone. And so that can sit on your desk. And you can pop it when you hit 10.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
That makes me so happy.
Yes. I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
Okay.
So should we not talk about football?
Well, I mean, we can. We've been recording for an hour.
Or should we just end it on that note?
I think maybe we end it on that note. And okay. Football has started, but it's not going anywhere. And so we can talk about football.
Okay.
So I think that's a good note to end it on.
Yeah.
And good to be back.
It is good to be back.
And
folks,
we will see you next week. We'll talk about the first episode of Dancing with the Stars. Come here, Chuck. We will talk about the first episode of Dancing with the Stars. We will talk about the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
It rhymes. And football.
Love. All right, guys.
All the things that I'm forgetting to say. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you are on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts, please rate and review and tell your friends, tell your sisters. And we will see you next week.
Cheers!
Something to chug.
Yay!